From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean made two stops in Utah last night, hoping to register more Democratic voters in the state. I sat down with Dean yesterday at the Alta Club in Salt Lake before he attended rallies in Taylorsville and Ogden. Governor Dean, thanks for joining me here today.
My pleasure.
Utah is an interesting state. About 25% of residents here vote Democrat. What do you think it'll take in Utah for a Democrat to be elected to a statewide office, to governor or to U.S. senator?
Well, you know, I don't think we're that far away. We've made some real gains. As you know, Salt Lake City is sort of traditionally a Democratic mayorship. My cousin, Peter Caroon, became mayor of Salt Lake County because of some corruption scandals in the Republican side. And he did a very good job, and he was followed up by another Democrat. So the way you get a party to come back is simply by doing the hard work of door to door and talk to your neighbors. I think the reason that Peter was succeeded by Democrats is because he did a good job and erased the negative stereotypes that Democrats have among some in Utah. The other way you get the Democratic Party to come back is do what we're here to talk about, really, is there are about 800,000 voters, potential voters in Utah that are not registered to vote. About 64%, almost two-thirds, would be Democratic voters if they were registered. So we've got to obviously do a big registration drive. But I think the most important thing of all is simply to get out and talk to our neighbors. In my view, the Republican Party does not really represent the future. They certainly don't represent the people under 35 in this country who are, A, elected Barack Obama president twice, and B, have a different set of values. This new generation is inclusive. They don't frown on gay people or immigrants or women in some of the ways that the Republicans have publicly, even though that's a little unfair because it's the extreme wing of the Republican Party. But that's what people see. And so I think the Republican Party is either going to have to change greatly, or I think the Democrats are going to be in the ascendancy.
In Utah, of course, we have a large population here that's affiliated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But there is an effort here in the Utah Democratic Party to reach out to those LDS voters. What can local party leaders do? What more can they do to expand the base of Democrats here?
I think it's a very good idea to reach out to the LDS because I think there have been stereotypes on both sides that are unfair and foolish. You know, the LDS has its own challenges. It has to modernize, too. This under 35 generation is going to expect different kinds of things, and the church is, as an institution, is going to continue to change as it has. The church is an amazing place, really. They have an incredible social welfare program. They're really quite extraordinary. There are some things that I disagree with them on, and there's some things they would disagree with me on. So I don't see any reason the Democrats shouldn't go to the LDS and say, look, let's work on those things we can agree on.
The New York Times reported last week that you're headed to Iowa soon and that you're not ruling out a 2016 presidential bid.
I don't think there's much of a potential. It's technically true that I'm not ruling out. The quote was, you never say never in politics, but I think it's highly unlikely, and that still stands. Having done this once, it's very, very difficult and very tough. I don't regret for a moment that I did it, but it's easier to get in the first time when you have no idea what you're about to get into than it is the second time when you know what's going to happen. Having said that, yes, I am going to Iowa on a personal invitation from somebody who I deeply respect, which is retiring Senator Tom Harkin. I don't rule out running for president, but I think it's really unlikely. My fundamental belief is that this country would be better off if we didn't have an electoral college, because it would force Democrats to campaign in places like Utah, where they have no shot, or Texas, and it would force Republicans to campaign in places like California in New York, where they have no shot. We're one country, and it's a sign of respect, in my view, to ask people for their vote, whether you get it or not. And I do think Democrats have to come to Utah, listen to what the people of Utah are interested in, and it may be different than what the people in, let's just say, Vermont are interested in. But this is one country, and we're not going to continue to function as one country if we don't have an attitude of respect towards each other.
Howard Dean is the former governor of Vermont. He also chaired the Democratic National Committee from 2005 to 2009. I'm Terry Gilday, KUER News.